and welcome back to the Grown Woman Podcast. I'm Bree.
And I'm Chelsea. And this podcast is all about navigating the intersectionality of Black female adulthood.
So sit back, grab a drink, and join us as we discuss the treasure and the trash of being grown Black women in these streets.
We're opening up each episode with cocktails and conversations where we mix up a drink of choice and dive into the main episode's main topic. This week, I am having a freshly handcrafted caramel macchiato from the hotel bar because that's all I can have.
Not handcrafted.
Handcrafted, girl. So they say, you know.
So the barista
used their hands to make it.
I got
you. She whipped it and dipped it.
I got you.
And then she added some sugar in it because, you know, I got to have slightly liquid diabetes.
Well, I'm having some from the home green tea this morning.
Come on, green tea.
Hey.
Is it raining there?
I just want you to know my face. No, ma'am.
Your face was so angry.
I thought you was being, you got jokes because no.
I was asking because it's raining here and sometimes we get y'all storm.
No.
So I wasn't sure.
Do you know how long it's been since this rain in the DFW? Do you know since how long?
Probably May or June like us.
55 measurable non-rain days. I was about to say,
you would know. You would know.
50. It's been triple digit heat for the last... I couldn't even tell you. Every time I step
outside. I think we were on 13 days straight of triple digit heat. And it was just disrespectful. But yes, it rained yesterday. And then today I woke up to rain and I have this beautiful view. I'm staying in a hotel right outside of Devon Tower. And I'm just looking at the park and it looks lush and green. The ground is wet. It's supposed to be a high of 85 or 88 today. It's just, God keeps on blessing me. I'm sorry. I'm not saying these things to make your life miserable, I promise.
Right now, I'm trying to be one of God's strongest soldiers. And right now, it is not going my way. But God bless you, sis.
Man, this heat is miserable. Man, it's terrible. I'm telling you, I don't ever plan on being pregnant again.
It's terrible.
But if it were to happen, it bet not be in the summer because I will jump off a bridge.
Ooh.
Expeditiously. That's where I'm at with this heat.
Oh,
this heat,
God.
And this pregnancy are the ghetto. I'm burning on the inside and the outside. It's just, I was having hot flashes in the middle of 103 degree weather. It's
you just, know what? That just sounds like not a good time. You know what?
Not a good time at all. Not a good time.
Couldn't be me.
Anyway, so yeah, that's what we're sipping on. And today we are just going to wrap up this season and, you know, talk about the things that we really enjoyed about this season. You know, let the people know how we're doing, what we're excited about. Yeah. So if you want to, do you want to start?
Oh, you can. Go ahead.
Okay.
She done came. Listen, let me tell you something. Let me time out. Because you done, the way you rolled up to the mic.
What did I do? I don't even know what I did.
You did this smooth little roll up and gripped this mic. And you did, yeah, you did this little Tabitha Brown-esque voice. And I was just very intrigued and very enthralled. So you go ahead and continue, friend.
Well, you know,
there it is. There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, we hitting you with some essential lace.
Yes. You know, it's because I've been watching the Usher Tiny Desk weekly for my dose of serotonin. Right? And those are the vibes, you know.
He said that. Okay, do the Usher challenge real fast.
Watch what is this. It? Oh, no.
Go ahead. I regret that I asked. That was it. That was your rendition.
God, I feel like you can't do it seriously.
It's like,
because then it's even more embarrassing if you try to do it seriously.
Let me hit it. Let me take a sip of this tea.
Take some tea, yeah.
What'd he do? He said, I hit it. You already know.
You did it. You did that.
I hit that.
Look at us.
I hit that.
With a Mack truck, girl.
That was so tastefully disrespectful. I appreciate it. That was, the branches are out. That was full shade.
Oh, God.
Okay. We play it. Okay.
This is why neither of us are in the music business. Anyway.
God knew.
Let's talk about these favorite episodes. So
top three.
My top three were first the Enneagram for the Culture episode. I really enjoyed having Camille and her partner on here. It was just a lot of fun and it was great to dive into the Enneagram, you know, from the lens of being a Black woman and like hearing more, especially from a psychologist standpoint, more how they view the Enneagram and how they work with their patients in the Enneagram. It was a dope episode.
It was very educational for me.
Yeah. And I hope that, you know, maybe Kimberly and Camille were able to influence people to try it if they were on the fence a little bit.
Yeah. Or take the test.
Yeah. Take the
see where you fall.
What their Enneagram was.
I'm gonna bounce back off yours. I guess we should just go back and forth.
Yeah.
One of mine is the feminist as fuck episode.
Yeah, that was my second.
That was so much fun. First of all, we talked to both two of the three authors of that.
Two
book,
of the three authors, yes.
Feminist as fuck, God crushing girlhood. We talked to Chanel and Susie. And that was just a good combo. First of all, like, patriarchy's trash and we should
trash
it down. Obviously there's a lot going on in America, so this book makes even more sense now than it did even back then. But it's just for young girls, and I would even say like young adults or adults who are just kind of going through that mode of like trying to
like even though it was written for teens, I very much got a lot from it.
I got so much out of it, like confidence wise,
and like the ability to even say like be okay with calling myself a feminist, because for the longest time I did not want to because of white feminists. But that conversation really helped me to feel like it's okay to say that I'm a feminist and take my space.
And what that means. And it was just like, you don't always like have to be the strong one. It is okay to let people in and have,
right.
you know, your crunk collective.
Right.
So I hope that people look back on that episode and just get as much as we did out of it, as far as like life lessons, loving yourself, getting your girlhood on.
And I will have it, on my bookshelf for my daughter when she's old enough to, that's just going to be part of her homeschool curriculum.
Oh yeah. Study this. Chapter per night. Plus it has playlists. You know, there was like music playlists.
The playlists were fire.
All right. Confidence intro.
Yes. Okay. So that was my second one. So I guess I got to move to my third one. The Blackity Black episode during Black History Month. That one, like, I have actually gone back and listened to it a few times.
I need to go
just
back.
Just because, like, I just find myself needing to have that joy, you know?
Yeah, that was fun.
So we played Black Card Revoked again and just had a great Black-ass time. And it was just great.
I love when we can chuckle and play.
Yeah, so we can just...
We be cutting up.
Cut up. There's nothing better than being able to cut up.
And we hope we gave some people the history lesson. You know, I hope you can learn some of the things we watch, some of the things we listen to, and some of the things we enjoyed as children on that episode. That was a good time. That was full joy. I really loved, I guess my number two, I really loved 30-somethings. 30-somethings was a good.
Yeah, I liked that episode.
It was a good conversation about like being unapologetic AF when you enter 30-dom. Like,
and I think about that episode a lot. Like this morning, we thought about it because, you know, there is a trending sound on Reels that are like the girls in their 30s. They are thriving and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, yep, that's us. That's nice.
And then I literally saw this the other day, and I think it was on a reel or maybe Instagram. Somebody said it, but like, it was just like your 30s are your 20s, but with money.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you can
still do well.
And I thought about it because I was like, in a way, like I still enjoy some of the things that I did in my 20s, like in, when I entered my 30s, but I realized that I do have a little bit, I have money now. So it's like,
right,
like I can do them if I want, and I can sit out if I want, and I can say no more if I want. Like the boundaries right. come in when you're 30. So I was like, girl, I feel you. It's true.
I like that.
Well, I mean, like that was your three, right? Like
that was my three. So you have,
I have one more.
One more.
To say, it was a little bit of a tie, but I, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and do for personal reasons, the poet episode. I loved sharing with you guys. And I know I talk about my work and my creative side a lot. I talk about my creative side a lot and I talk about my poetry a lot. And never have I ever had shared on this podcast. And that was good to like, just kind of show you guys a little bit more of me. And on a personal note, one of my tops. Okay. And I hope to do it again.
Okay.
I hope to do it again.
You will. I'll force you to.
You need people to bring other things out of you.
Oh, for sure. So. I mean, that's all creation is. I mean, if we didn't have other people to share it with, no one would really be creating things if you think about it.
Yes. And as from a Black perspective, we create a lot of things.
We create everything. let's just be honest. We create everything.
I take my bit.
Period. Okay. So, what are you excited about? What's coming up in your life that you're excited about? What are you creating? What are you working on?
So at work on a work level, I guess, I finally get to start flexing a little bit of outside of the office, which is nice.
But I will say that video that y'all just released, Bree, when you snapped your neck, I said, wait a minute.
Okay, what she's talking about, you guys, like I work obviously for a news station, and we here in Texas, and we decided to make up fake bluebell flavors. Like one of my co-workers decided to write a story since bluebell is so huge in Texas. And we created like 5 fake flavors that people should possibly try. Anyways, we decided, or one of our EPs decided to create the actual flavor. And so we did like a taste test video. When I tell you I was cutting up in that video, I was like, y'all want me in this?
Cutting up, because I was like, can we skip all these boring people and get back to Bree? Like, I don't care what they got to say.
I was like, BuzzFeed, hire me, okay? Because y'all want my honest opinion. I'm going to try this ice cream.
You gave everything it was supposed to give and more.
Thank you. Which is so funny because people were just like, I had a couple of people be like, oh my gosh, you're on our feed. You're on this news station. I'm like, you guys do know I work there. Like, I wasn't just there
people
randomly.
Are so stupid.
I wasn't just there randomly. I like it's on my page.
Reworks. That's my job.
At this station. But it was funny. It was cute. I think a lot of people hit me up on Facebook when I posted it, and it was funny. I'm a mess. How I act on here is how I act in real life. I'm 100% my authentic self. So I be cutting up on the regular.
And
I
like to
make people smile, and I like to make people laugh. And if that's what happens when I just say what I say in videos, that's what happens. But it was a fun video. But yeah, so we're going to be doing more stuff like that on a work level. Also, I get to do a couple of projects outside of the office, which I'm really excited about. I don't know if I've ever like gone into it. I think I've mentioned a couple times, but you know, I'm an ex-athlete. So women's sports and women in general, like when women chef's kiss do anything, I'm a big supporter of it. So I get to, I have a couple projects in the can that are doing stories highlighting women in sports that I'm excited about. So be on the lookout for your girl. Byline wise, I'll be out here.
Come on, bylines.
But I'm excited for that on a work level, on a personal level. It's just, you know, it's really right now, it's a me season. It's a season of single. It's a season.
Look, Issa already called it. Issa already called it.
It's very much the Issa video where she said it's me. That's where I'm at. Like, that's kind of the stature, you know? So I'm enjoying life. You know what I mean? Like, I can genuinely say that I'm enjoying, spending some time with me and the pup and family, friends, and, you know, and if anything tries to disturb my peace, I'm very much still learning, which I said this in our 30s episode, one of my faves. I'm very much still learning to, continue to set boundaries for the things that are no longer serving me and or trying to wreak havoc on my heart and my peace. I kind of turn now, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have time for that, you know what I mean? So that's where I'm at on a personal level. And also, we talked about it on the last podcast. I hope you guys were listening, but I actually have the poems chosen for my chapbook. So now it's about just trying to have conversations,
yes.
trying to find the outlet, trying to find like kind of look up some publishing stuff. So I'll be doing that toward the tail end of this summer. And I have a lot of things on the friend level coming up. I'm coming to see you soon and kicking it. And
yes, I can't wait to hug you.
We have samesies. I have just like friend trips coming up. I'm excited about like concerts are coming up. It's concert season. We know I love a good show.
We have a concert coming up.
We have a concert coming up in a couple months. So I'm excited for, you know, the next few months, you know what I mean? So I love what we do. I love this podcast. I love what we do together. And obviously this is not a goodbye to you guys. This is just season ending because one of us is having a baby, i.e. this one. So we're just going to take a little bit of a break and get our P's and Q's together and come back better and stronger, hopefully. So what about you?
Ooh.
Come on. Y'all, she looked like she about to get emotional.
I'm not going to get emotional. I just, we going, you know, you set such a good positive mood and I'm over
don't
here
bring it up. No.
In the ghetto. I mean,
spill your truth. Like, spill your truth, sis. Spill your truth.
So I am happy for you. I was even talking to Laura and Lena about this. I was like, you truly look like you're thriving and you're happy. And I'm so happy for you. But I am not in that same space.
No.
It is the ghetto over here. I'm not even going to go through all the things, but we have been getting hit over and over and over again. And I'm just like, bruh, time out. Like, and I'm laughing right now because really I just want to cry.
Oh, no.
But it's just been a hot mess. And I just keep telling myself, like, I must be bound for greatness because the devil is busy.
You know, that's what they say. You know what I mean? He hits you when you are in a direction of gratefulness as well. So
I'm trying to push through. I'm trying to push through. And I'm just like, you know, there has been good. There has been a lot of good this year. There has also been a lot of hell. And like I said, I won't go into the details. Maybe offline, I'll tell you. But yeah, it's been a hot mess over here. But I'm looking forward to holding my baby boy in 3 weeks. And that's wild.
Isn't that wild? Like, I was thinking about this the other day because I was like, your baby shower obviously is soon. But I was just like, wow. I was like, has it been that long?
Bruh.
I was like,
when I tell
like
you,
just so like, I don't have mirrors that you were telling us you were pregnant.
I don't have any mirrors in my house other than the ones in my bathroom, and those don't show my full body. So yesterday, when I checked into the hotel, I saw my full body. I was like, oh my God. Like, I am truly massive.
Like, Mabel, who this woman?
And I'm like, oh my God, I do not need to be walking around downtown. Like, I'm just on summer break. Like, I look like the baby's coming out today.
You know what I love about Chelsea, like, because you know how you have like some pregnant women who are just like, oh my God, pregnancy is so beautiful. Nah, and it's just like a life is living. And it's like, Chelsea will give it to you 100%. If I ever needed like ahead of my pregnancy, of what pregnancy was like, I have this one right here to tell me how 100% real it is.
You're
just like, no.
I envy that. And I know some of those people that like swear up and down pregnancy is their favorite thing. And like, they would love to have a baby. Like, I've had people like say they will be my surrogate for my next baby and all this other stuff. I'm like, what kind of cocaine do you take? Because this right here is the ghetto. Like, there's nothing that my husband can do or say to get me to do this again. I'm done. Like, I'm so done.
It's the way you like was about to cuss. You was like, I cannot.
I had to stop myself multiple times. But yeah, no, I ain't doing this no more. This is the ghetto. I love my children. I love them dearly. This is enough for me. God has blessed me with two. I'm going to go take my blessings and I'm shutting this factory down. I told David, I said, find a catalog. We buying the next one. I'm done here. I'm done.
Not buying, but a sign up. Yeah. Adoption is a high dollar. I didn't realize how expensive it was.
So expensive.
Like, I work with this segment at work called Wednesday's Child. And when people in the comments, like, we highlight a child every Wednesday that is in need of a family, is in need of being adopted out of the foster care system. And so many people in the comments are just like, I would love to be a parent. I would love to foster. I would love to do this and I would love to do that. But actually adopting a child is expensive and they need
to do something about that.
They need to do something about this system because there are so many children who need families. And for y'all to be like,
you have to
holding children
be
hostage
rich.
And CPS is like wild to me, but continue. That was,
you got to be rich. Like, it's expensive. We are already having to start like thinking about how we're going to make the money to adopt a kid. Yeah. Like, we can barely afford these little niggas we got now.
little nigglets.
But yeah, now we got to buy one.
Ooh.
Mm-mm. And then continue paying for it.
And it don't stop at 18. Okay.
Oh, God. Anyway.
What else is going on for you? I mean, you about to have a baby. Pregnant.
So, baby.
The devil been busy.
The studio is gaining traction. We're growing. I'm excited about a lot of things that I have planned for the fall and winter. I there are so many things that I can't wait to do when I'm not pregnant. Because let me tell you, starting a brick and mortar while in your third trimester is not the vibe. It's not the vibe. That's just how it happened. That was the timing, you know.
Yes, the brick and mortar was planned. The baby was not.
Look, I mean, you know, I just be doing stuff. And I'm like, I'm gonna figure it out. It's gonna be all right.
We all know that Jesse likes to be busy. She likes to be busy.
Oh, she likes to be busy.
You like to be busy.
And I don't regret any of it. I don't. But I ain't gonna sit here and lie to
you. As you shouldn't.
Like, oh, it's going so well. No, this is the ghetto. It's the ghetto. It's hard.
But, so future business owners and future parents, like, let's just keep it real.
Like, yeah, it's you have to have a plan, and then you have to have a backup plan, and then you need a backup plan for your backup plan, and then you need an emergency backup plan, and then you need a whole lot of Zoloft or Valium. And that's just real. That's just
not the
real.
Pills. Not
that's
the pills.
Where we're at. Look, God gave us things to help us get through.
Hey.
And they won't let me have cocaine. Uh-oh. So it's gonna have to be Zoloft. Okay.
Okay.
That's where we're at.
That's it.
But yeah, I'm excited for growing the family and meeting this little human and seeing who he becomes, because Soraya at 14 months has the most awesome little personality. And I just look at her all the time. I'm like, what is this little boy? Who is this little boy going to be? Because she is like such a unique human being. She's crazy, she's
funny. She's funny, dude.
And I have so much fun being her mom. Again, not her, easy.
Her facial expressions are like some
boy.
Of my funniest things on earth. Like, she'd be looking at y'all like, what are y'all got me?
She ain't even doing this on purpose. That's the crazy part. Like, she ain't doing it on purpose yet.
She'd be in these videos and photos like, listen, y'all got me out here looking crazy.
She came into this world saying Earth is ghetto, and she still believes it.
Yes.
So, but yeah, just like, I don't know. It's just so cool. See, and I was talking to a friend about this. I was like, there's nothing like being a parent, whether it's your biological child or not, but in just seeing this human become who they are. And it's like an honor to watch her from the front row, because it's like, I ain't got nothing to do with it. This child is she gonna do what she's gonna do, you know? And I take it as it's my job, my priority to make sure that she can grow in the most healthy environment. Like, she is my little flower that has been placed in my soil. And I'm gonna make sure that soil stays healthy for her. But like, she gonna grow as she grows. I have nothing to do with that. And she's just so dope, dude.
Yeah.
And so I look forward to seeing how he is and like how he's different and the traits that they have together and how they grow up together. I can't wait to see how she reacts when we bring him home. She gonna look at us like we done lost our ever loving mind. And I'm kind of terrified.
Do they have, so like, are hospitals, I don't know, are they open now for like visitors and stuff now or no? Like,
no.
You two?
So last year when we gave birth, we only had one person that could be there.
Okay.
And it couldn't be like one person check in today, one person check in tomorrow. It's like one person through the duration.
Wow.
So she won't be able to see him in the hospital.
Got it.
So we will just have like a, when we go home, she meets him, that sort of thing. She has no idea what's coming. And that's I think that's the fun part, but also the hard part, because since she's so young. Like, you know, you're used to seeing little kids that are like patting their mom's belly and kiss the baby and all this stuff. And Soraya's like, ooh, your belly fat. Let me hit it. Like, she doesn't know that there's a human in
human
there.
In there.
She
it.
Just knows that mommy's belly's big and she likes to poke it. But that's it.
Okay.
So she has no idea what's coming. And
I'm sending good vibes and prayers your way. I don't.
Thank you. Because you saw what she did to that little girl that was.
I did.
By her daddy. Let me tell you something. And
she hit her with a hard, stiff arm. And I said, this child.
She grabbed that little girl.
You know, my brother bit me on the forehead when my mama brought me to the house. So, like,
and that's what she does. See, she does that to her dolls. She bites her dolls. She bites them
on the forehead.
And she bangs them into the floor.
Uh oh. Well.
So I'm like, I don't know. Cause she did not like the little girl who had her daddy's attention. And her daddy was talking to the other little girl. And Soraya came back and snatched her collar. Like, you gonna get up off my daddy. So I don't know how she gonna react to this little human who has.
She'll be fine. It'll be fine. It'll be good. It's all right.
But yeah, other than that, I just have lots of plans for all the businesses.
Yeah.
I'm excited to, you know, have some parts of my body back and be able to do things without getting tired in 5 minutes. And really be able to focus on like building this life for these kids and with them. But yeah, there's lots of positives. And that's kind of the thing that keeps me going is like the more attacks that come, the more I know that it's because there's something coming that the enemy doesn't want to come into fruition.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay. I'm going to fight even harder because that just means that there's something great that's going to come out of this. And you don't want me to be great. So I'm going to just be great. And you're going to suck it. Thank you.
My TED Talk.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Okay. I'm excited for the future of the studio and things that you have upcoming in life. And we also need to get in that studio and do a shoot. So,
oh yeah, we need to do that after I don't look like,
you know, we both under construction as far as like,
girl, please, because when you walked into brunch,
don't you
I really? Was like, excuse me, body snatched, titties. Hello. Bouncing, booty popping. I was like, who the fuck are you? Hello.
Y'all see how she hyped me up. Get you a friend.
It was low-key disrespectful because I was like, I didn't know like Bree was a model now. I don't.
Okay. Okay. Get you a Chelsea.
But Bree done went to Dallas and glowed up, y'all. The girl is fine. I ain't even gonna lie. She fine. So you're not allowed to be any pictures.
You are
with me
gorge. Until not you giving me the boot. Not no. You giving me the boot. Oh, our own photo shoot.
I'm gonna have to Photoshop some things on my body.
Girl, and I got weddings.
To you.
I got weddings coming up. I need to fit into these dresses.
Oof. Girl, buy them in your size.
I did.
Oh, well.
Keyword past tense did. Like, I Texas got me out here eating all these restaurants and shit.
But, girl, you look good.
Thank you.
You just filling out them spaces that needed to be filled out. You ain't okay. Like gaining fat weight. You getting your grown woman on. And it's, you look good, nigga.
Thank you. Dead. Oh my God. Thank you, friend. You are gorgeous yourself. You and your big, beautiful, pregnant self.
Thank you. I mean, yeah, I'm cute, girl.
You cute girl.
Excuse me. Let me drink some water.
The fountain of life and the fountain of youth. So, but also shout out to our audience. You guys know how we feel about you. We need to come up with a name. I feel like we need to come up with a name for y'all.
I know.
Our loyalty, our loyalists.
Our loyal listeners.
Our loyal listeners.
Let's call them the grown folks.
I feel like that's boring. I feel like y'all need something.
What should we
y'all help doing? Us. Help,
help
us.
Us. Help me. Us.
Y'all come up with a name for your audience for space. Because we really, we love you all. And we thank you for listening to us. And we thank you for being here during this journey. 2 years in, two seasons in. And we've just had fun. We've had a good time.
Gosh, we've been doing this for 2 years. That's crazy.
Isn't that wild? Like, we came up with this like little idea, like everybody else wanted to make a podcast in the panoramic and
the pandemoniums,
the Panera. And we just kind of hit the ground running and have enjoyed every minute of it and together. And even though life has gotten in the way a few times, as you all know, we love coming back to this space and just spilling our hearts and our minds to you guys. So thank you. And we appreciate it 100%.
We love y'all. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for sticking with us, for riding with us, for encouraging us.
Oh my gosh. The encouragement that we've gotten from some of you guys.
Has been great. Has been great. It's always nice to know, you know,
but you're touching at least one person.
We're not, and like, we're not just speaking into the void.
Yeah. I love the feedback. I love feedback. I love the comments and reviews that you guys leave on episodes and stuff. So we want more of that. So just like share more with us as always, like hit us up. If you want us to talk and cover about something, there are a couple of topics that we would love to do part twos to. So
Yeah. There are so many things that I'm like, okay, I want to do this. I want to do this. But yeah, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we are creating and delivering content that serves y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And that pours into you. So we want to know what y'all need from us, what y'all want to hear, what will help you. Because at the end of the day, it's all about community.
Community. Oh, that's good. That's me in church. That's good, preacher.
You better preach.
You better preach out that book.
Tell it's the truth book. And shame the devil.
Okay. We went
full. Sorry, girl. You know, I get churchy real quick.
Oh, scale it back. Scale it back. Don't scare nobody.
Look, if I ain't scared them yet, they ain't going nowhere. Oh gosh. Okay, so let's see. Before we end the episode, we like to have an energy check.
Mm-hmm.
So Bree, what are you doing? What are you giving your energy to? What are you denying your energy from? And how are you caring for yourself this week?
Yeah, this weekend, there's just a lot of things going on. Someone has a baby shower. So, my energy.
Y'all listen, I'm having a Bridgerton 3 themed baby shower and I'm so excited.
And if I had known the theme, I would have bought a dress. I would have bought something else.
I don't know why you didn't know the theme. You got an invitation with the theme on it.
I know. And then like, here's the thing. Here's the funny thing. I didn't even read the theme until like I got your gift. And I was like, wait,
you're so pretty.
Anyways, I know it's it was a full Bree thing to do. It was
wear a maxi dress. And
I am. Well, that's what I planned on wearing.
That's what I'm wearing. It's like a floral maxi. I can't.
Yeah, same.
Look Regency at us. We might be twins because I'm pregnant. So.
Yeah. I was just going to throw on my little floral maxi and come through. So I full energy this weekend, loving my friends. Just giving love and being around positive energy. It's been a minute since we've all been together. I feel like it hasn't been like a really long time. It's been a couple months, but like surrounding myself with love and light, as we all like to say. Sometimes I can't stand that saying, but I use it. I use love and light. And then sometimes I'm like, ain't nobody want no love and light.
Right.
I want some action. Shit.
Also, hippie dog.
Give me a hug. I want some love. Anyways, So yeah, I'm denying my energy too. Like I said earlier, it's just some people that I realized that I need to set some boundaries with this week. Mm. I literally this week, I was like,
I feel like that's been the theme of this week. Like,
I can't talk to
I have about, there's like, been multiple people I've talked to about like friendship breakups and stuff in the last week.
And it's wild to me because I feel like it's the toughest thing. And one of these people isn't even like a close friend of mine. Like, you know what I mean? So it's just like, it's just like, why do I entertain the conversations that we have? I feel like it always goes, in my opinion, left. You may think it's going right and down
right.
center. But in my opinion, I'm like, what are we even talking about, bro? Like, we gotta scale it back. So, there's just certain things going on. I feel like this past week that I'm just like, all right, I need to. And I literally had this conversation with someone yesterday, which is outside of my inner circle, because sometimes I feel like you need people outside of your inner circle to give you a little bit of more perspective of what you're going through in life.
Oh, for sure. Cause like,
and so like,
you get in that mood with the inner circle. It's like, y'all just,
and they just tell rhythm. You what you want to hear sometimes.
Sometimes I'm
like, we have
yeah.
a rhythm. We know each other. We know how we act. We know how we behave. So like, sometimes it's good to have somebody be like, nah, Bri, like outside of the inner circle. Like some, I talked to this woman yesterday and she was like, no, like, that's not okay. Like, that's not okay. And you need to put your foot down and like get out of that situation or like just kind of not make this person a priority to talk to this person because they don't deserve your time and right. you're way better than that. And I do this thing. If you know me, I do this thing. Like people call me the nice one of the group. Like I let a lot slide. I forget. I'm a big forgiver and I let a lot slide. And I feel like sometimes my kindness is a little too kind. And so,
well, like, it's not that your kindness is too kind. It's that people take advantage of it.
People take advantage of it. So I think people think after I'm like, oh no, like we got into it. Da, da, da. Not even when I got into it, cause I don't get into arguments very often or fights or anything like that. Not to say that, but like, sometimes I'm very like, oh, you know, it's okay. Like I don't block because I don't block people and I don't delete people from my phone and or delete them from like my social media space. And people are just like, why?
Right.
Like, why don't you do that? And I'm like, why don't I do that? Like, you know what I mean? But yeah, so it's long story short, like just kind of deny my energy to situations like that. You know what I mean? Like, I think boundaries are just a thing that I'll be forever learning.
Yeah.
I try to look for the good in everyone. I try to err on this.
Also, I feel like boundaries shift. True. As we shift now.
That's a shift. Good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the older I get, yeah, the less that I take. I'm not gonna cuss you out. I'm just gonna be like, all right, I'm good.
Oh, I'm gonna cuss you out.
So deny my energy that. How am I caring for myself? How am I caring for myself? I think it's just a moment of getting back to the things that I love. And I always say this because I feel like I do it for a couple of days and then I go back to like denying myself of the things that I like to do. Like, I feel like I'm like 48 hours. I can read 48 hours. I can like take a drive and do this and that. But I think I just need to incorporate that more. Cause I feel like life has gotten so busy. And even though there are a lot of positive things going on in my personal life, I feel like I'm so busy sometimes like with work and like, traveling and stuff that I forget to like take moments and just breathe like throughout the day. Because like when I'm not doing those things, like I feel like I've gotten like to the point where I'm just like laying on the couch and like staring up at the ceiling, like, golly, like go do something that you love to do, Bri. Like I was thinking about this the other day when I lived in Oklahoma City, I used to take a drive out to this lake area in Edmond. What park was it? It's a park in Edmond. I used to take a drive out there and I would take a book and I would sit by the freaking water and I would just read for like an hour. I would either do that or I would go to why am I blanking? Chels, help me out. Where's the tower?
Devon?
Huh? No, not Devon Tower. Like, the lighthouse.
Oh, okay. I was like, the tower.
Golly, my goodness. I would go out there and take a walk. You know what I mean? There are just things that I used to do in moments for myself in OKC that I don't do here in Dallas. Like, one is like access and finding places like that. And it's just, yeah, life has gotten busy. So I want to get back to doing little stuff like that. Like, I do read all the time. I read every night, but I'm just saying, like,
yeah,
taking moments to, like, you know, go somewhere and have some peace and be in a space, for me. But the way gas is set up too, though, that's a little inflation, ooh, but you know, that's another topic that, that's, you know, America's
more disrespectful behavior.
So
for no reason.
So that's where I'm at. What about you, friend? Energy check-in. One, two, checker.
Well, I'm going to say I'm caring for myself right now in that I am having a staycation, a mom staycation.
I know. Y'all should see Chelsea. She up in this bed.
Truly.
Truly in a bed, in a blanket.
Enjoying this rainy weather. The only reason I put clothes on is because I had to go get some coffee from downstairs. Otherwise, I would still be in my lounge set, which is cute. Anyway, I booked into the hotel yesterday, and I will be here until tomorrow afternoon and going straight from here to my baby shower. So I just really needed some time to not be around my child or my husband before this baby comes. So it has already been great for me. Just releasing some things and processing some things and kind of taking the space to just exist in silence, without being needed, without being crawled on, without all of the daily everything. So one thing I told my friend who's here with me, she's a mom too, I was like, we just need to do this at least once every 2 or 3 months. It's like, I've been in mom mode for 14 months and I haven't had a single day where I wasn't in mom mode. So I needed that. I needed to remember.
How long did you stay in the hotel? Is it just yesterday and today?
Yesterday, today. So we stayed overnight. Last night, we'll stay overnight tonight. And then I go back after baby shower tomorrow. So yeah, this is the first time that I've been able to just exist as Chelsea and not as mom or wife or both. So I can't wait to do it when there's not a baby inside of me too. Cause he needed to. but yeah, so that's how I'm caring for myself this week. That is my self-care. I am giving energy to nesting and just preparing our home, my mind, for this baby. And I am denying energy from feeling like I'm not enough. I haven't done enough. I'm not ready. All of those things. Because at the end of the day, it don't matter what I've prepared or what I haven't prepared. He's going to come and he's going to flip our lives.
And you are always enough.
Upside down. Yeah. Thank you. But babies change everything. And we're going to go from a three person family to a 4 person family overnight. And there's no way to prepare for that, really. So just giving myself grace and giving my husband grace and giving my husband more grace and giving my husband more and more grace. and just knowing that, like, you know, we are truly doing the best that we can, and we don't have to have all the right answers, the best answers or whatever, but like, we love these kids and we are giving them everything that we have, and that's enough. that's more than enough. So reminding myself that every day and not putting added pressure, because I got enough. I don't need my own pressures added on top of that. So that's where my energy is going. This I'm not even just going to say this week until we record again, like from this moment through delivery, through postpartum, all of that, like just extreme grace for myself and recalling how hard it was when Soraya came and I suffered from intense postpartum depression. And I've already been showing those signs before the baby has come this time around. So just trying to prepare myself for if and when that depressive episode happens again. I won't call it episode. It's a length of time. I think the good part is that I know what it feels like. And I know what to expect. And I know what's true and what's not. So going into a season where I know last time was very hard for me, and looking at it as a season, as something that I know, okay, this is what worked for me last time. Let's see if this works. If it doesn't, and looking at it more from, I don't want to say clinical, but like from a clinical sense of just like, this is a process that my body is going through. My body has to regulate itself. There's so many hormones flying around. And it's okay if I feel overwhelmed. It's okay if I feel this other way. Like, this is how we get through it. And so having that perspective going into it for the second time, and again, extending grace to myself, I'm hopeful that it won't be as bad as last time. So, yeah. Fun times.
Talk you through the phone like Soulja Boy said. Or whatever he said.
He said kiss you, but you know,
that's how COVID. It's hugging.
Will you get to hug me in real life tomorrow?
I know. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
You get to hear me.
You get to see the studio.
I know. I'm so excited for that too. Prepare to be sick of me. You know that movie. Prepare to be sick of me.
Because I'm about to be early. Me when I get my body back.
Prepare to be sick of me. Vacations.
Yeah.
Dang, I need to save because the way this rent's set up too, my goodness. But oof. What you said was really good. I mean, obviously you are enough, and I think you are a phenomenal mother, and this new life will only prove that more, and you got it, baby. You got it.
Girl, I hope so, because
this is about to be crazy.
The chuckle. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness.
It's like, I'm excited and terrified at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, like I'm on the outside. I'm a like, oof, child.
it's going to be a journey. That's for sure. Yes. But I'm excited.
And we're manifesting good things for this new season of life. We're manifesting. Amen. We're speaking it into all of existence.
Yes.
Everything that you need, everything that you desire, and yeah, it'll come into fruition for both of us and for our audience out there. Y'all got to speak positivity over your life, you know, speak goodness over your life.
Because it's ghetto enough. So
it's ghetto.
You might as well throw a little positivity in there.
Because Earth is ghetto. And
Earth is ghetto.
Aliens don't even want to invade here. It's that ghetto. They pass us by like, golly.
Right. I'm like, the aliens don't. They like, they finna die within a couple hundred years.
They got a lot going on down there.
We just gonna leave them alone.
Are we sure?
These people ain't even got flying cars yet. Psh, I mean, ghetto.
The dreams they had.
But okay. Oh my God.
We're wrapping. That is a wrap on season two.
That's a wrap. We'll be back for season three with more foolery and more babies.
T-shirts. We got names for y'all. We gonna get some cups.
Yeah. Ooh, yes. I want to get merch. one of those glass tumbler cups.
Mm-hmm.
That are really popular right now. I don't know what they're called, but they're like so cute.
You know, I'm doing that thing where them. I say, I have not a clue.
I see your face. You don't know what I'm talking about. I'm gonna send you a picture.
Later. Not a clue.
Just read my mind.
Well, I don't know if I even want to do that. Because what's
you
up
don't.
In there? No.
Girl, there's a lot in there. And it's very scary. All right, love. Well, y'all, I just want you to take a look around you and look at the tables that are open.
Big, small,
whatever
legs,
size,
skinny legs,
whatever
thick
color,
legs.
Whatever. And if you don't see any open tables, create one. Create an open space wherever you are. And make sure that even if you are at a table that is full, that you are always welcoming others.
And that someone speaks your name at that table.
Right. And that they speak it and pronounce it correctly.
Because in 2022, we not mispronouncing names.
We're not doing that. And we're not accepting the mispronunciation. I can't even pronounce that word. Mispronunciation of our names. And we are not accepting patriarchal bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing it anymore.
Because why?
Because the patriarchy is trash.
Hey, there we go.
But that trash is on fire and we all see it. And it will soon crumble to the ground. And then it's our responsibility to make sure we're building better structures, better systems.
Because
you're worth it.
Hey, there we go. You are all worth it. We got to end it a little differently.
Yeah, wrap it up a little bit. All right. We love y'all.
We love you guys.
We'll see you on a couple of months.